Last Emperor. That's the sound of EMS. Last Emperor KRS. Big Zach, you know the rest. Now we're gonna come down like this now. Hold tight, all crew, listen.
This voice shatters the calm of the day like an alarm. So wake up, batter you, and take up arms. Cause more is necessary than vocabulary war. Cause a toxic rock impulse hitting on your door. CIA, I see you later. Cause your time is coming soon. I flip this shit like Pacino when it's your dark day afternoons. Attica, Attica, drug agents, you bring your statica. My alphabet will slash that they can flip you. Automatica, dramatic, like Ali Shaheed Muhammad brought the vibes. I bring the sun at red dawn upon the thoughts of France and on. So stand in attention, devil dirge. You never survive choosing sides against the wretched of the earth. The infiltrator, child intoxicator, people incarcerator, liberation movement annihilator. We got you clocks pushing rocks in it fail. We got brothers trooping subways like the Ho Chi Minh Trail. We got the truth that is Last Emperor KRS in history manifesting. Tomorrow the next lesson.
You plan on selling crap, but you be doing that.
Capitalism and technology expands. The third world's fertile soil becomes a desert wasteland. So it takes fans to demand the government provide answers. When Lady Liberty has me bewitched like Samantha. And poverty is one of the most malignant forms of cancer. To all my black magic romancers and acid rain dancers. Develop close ties like Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza. We fear no man and throw jams that attack counterintelligence programs. Exciting like the epic adventures of Conan. I colonize minds like Zaire by the Belgians. Now what the hell is the problem with this system and what it sells us? I bring ancient relics like Wyclef did the Zealots. I saw an iron curtain called hip-hop and got it open like Gordon Jeltsin. Whirlwind, tornadoes, and the rainforest if you say so. KRS to the last of a roar like the Green Hornet in Kato. Zach De La Roca brings the enraged flow. We're all free job science and become the most powerful alliance since NATO.
You plan on selling crack, what you be doing that?
You plan on selling crack, what you be doing that?
You claim I'm selling crack, what you be doing that?
You know the cops, they got a network for the toxic rock.
You plan on selling crack, what you be doing that?
So get that flashlight out of my face.
You claim I'm selling crack, what you be doing that?
The Last Emperor KRS warning, Big Zach. Need I say the CIA be criminals in action? Cocaine, crack, unpacking, high surveillance tracking. Prominent blacks and whites giving orders for mass slaughters. I want all my daughters to be like Maxine Waters. When they flooded the streets with crack cocaine, I was like Noah. Now they lower, cause the whole Cold War is over. Communism fell to the dollars, you were grabbing it. Only assault and battering in the name of intelligence gathering. Now it's karma you battling or losing fight. I choose the mic to recite, ignite light in the night. We should be. President Clinton should delete him. It's not hard.
Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 26th, 2014. Zach De La Roca, KRS-One, the Last Emperor. CIA criminals in action. This is the virgin birth consciousness mind. To be able to analyze information and see that what the media gives us is not the truth. So you go and you do your own investigation. You do your own truth seeking and begin to see and understand that all of this is orchestrated. The criminal action, the CIA, human trafficking, drug trafficking, all of it orchestrated, resource trafficking, all the trade and commerce trafficking, so-called legal and illegal, conducted by the House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's multinational corporations, mining corporations, the little brother and sister on the street, being blamed for that which they did not create. Whenever there's warfare, they tell me that opium is back up. Is it in Afghanistan and Iraq and those places? Well, that's where the war machine is. Everywhere the war machine is located, look and see what type of drugs are coming out of that region. So we have the virgin mind. We have the immaculate conception consciousness. We're born of the sacred divine union of sacred divine masculine Leo and sacred divine feminine, the virgin Virgo. We're born of the water and we're born of the spirit. Now, as we continue to finish up Virgo and then try to get to Libra, remember Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, and he that sat, meaning on the throne, was to look upon like jasper and sardine stone, and there was a rainbow, and round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And we broke down, jasper starts off feminine in the European Greek and goes to masculine in the African Hebrew. So we're looking not at just he, we're looking at he, she. The universe is masculine and feminine polarity. And the jasper and the sardine stone and the emerald having to do with resources and minerals, having to do with the color of the waters of noon and the process of those original waters of noon that are sometimes depicted as gray, sometimes depicted as blue, sometimes depicted as black, sometimes depicted as green. And some of our ancestors drawn on the hieroglyphics, temples and tombs of Kemet, Egypt, depicted in all of those varying colors. That's why when they draw the aliens, they draw them gray or they draw them green. This comes from the colors of the waters of noon, that womb housing those waters of noon from which we all come that Job was speaking about. Naked came I forth from the womb of my mother. Naked shall I return thither. That's not the physical mother. That's the original womb and the original waters of noon and the womb of Narnet. Jesus picks it up. Born of the water, born of the spirit. This birth mechanism, this birth reality, waters of noon. Spirit is energy, the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, womb of Narnet. In Job chapter 38, it gives us the absolute science of the universe. We are able now to take these scriptures and the zodiac with the scriptures and go to the scientists of today and say you've abused science, misappropriated science. We know where you got the science from. You talk about the waters. We describe the properties of the waters. One of those scriptures, I think it's around 7, 8, 9, or 10, where it talks about the waters and it talks about a cuddling block. I can't remember exactly, but when I researched the definition of the word, just happenstance. It's the waters that drip. It had to do with a thick cloud connected to a thick dark cloud and the dripping of water. That's the waters of noon. That's the process of spreading the waters of noon all over the universe. And now we have those waters spread forth by the power of solar atomic sun energy called originally Atum, and the power of the solar energy that is called today Higgs field and Higgs boson, that is called today the God particle. This is all descriptive of that ancient original description, Atum, which is descriptive of the solar atomic power and energy, the sun, the hydrogen solar power, white light, transformed those original waters into the form that we have today of the universe, which comes from those waters of noon, and you have that period of time with fire, the sun, atum, hydrogen, solar power, energy, fire, purifying that water, burning off the dross, burning off the gross matter, so that the matter is freed from that gross matter and cleaned up and purified, and now you have the condition or the manner in which we experience those same waters that come from the waters of noon, but have come through the purification process, the purification power of the hydrogen solar atum Christos Aton monstrance, Lord Shiva, all describing atum, all describing white light shining forth into the seven colors of the rainbow. In between those colors of the rainbow is dark energy, dark matter, the water melanin of the universe that causes the whole universe to behave as the universe should behave. This is the throne of the Almighty. This is what Apostle John was looking at, the waters of noon, and that science of the waters of noon that we will use in the production of the new Jerusalem. That same water that we are constructed from, that same atom, hydrogen, solar, sun, atomic power, energy, where we are constructed from, which gives us to know that we have the power to transform and purify ourselves and transform and purify civilization, society, government, corporations, etc. All of this is a part of the understanding of the virgin birth and the Immaculate Conception. Now, when you get to the colors associated with Virgo, the color of gray or the color of navy blue, these are colors associated with the waters of noon. These waters that we come from in the womb of Virgo, the Virgin, we are understanding this science so that we may be born again. Now, the metal that is associated with Virgo is quicksilver. Let me see if I can see something on quicksilver, the metal quicksilver. We know that was a comic book superhero, but we want to see if we can find the definition of quicksilver. Let me type definition and see if I can get a definition, Wikipedia. Okay. Quicksilver is an alternative name for the element mercury. So let me hit mercury. Mercury is a chemical element with the symbol Hg, capital H, lowercase g, and the atomic number is 80. It is commonly known as quicksilver and was formerly named hydrargyrum. It's a heavy silvery D-block element. Mercury is the only metallic element that is liquid at standard conditions for temperature and pressure. The only other element that is liquid under these conditions is bromine. Though metals such as calcium, gallium, and rubidium melt just above room temperature. So when you look at your thermometers, they have mercury in the thermometers. That's the element. It's number 80. Now, we understand We understand because of the research of Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo, along with Dr. Booker T. Coleman, known as Baba Kameni, but Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo in teaching us of the Christos, in teaching us of Atum as the Christos, in the element table as hydrogen. You see, when you research the characteristics and attributes of hydrogen atom, and research the characteristics and attributes and talents of the ancient Atum, and research the characteristics, attributes, and talents of the New Testament Christos, and the same of the Catholic Eucharist monstrance, and the same of Lord Shiva, and the ritual of Hajj, where the people dress in white and traverse in the counterclockwise around the Kaaba stone, three-dimensional cube, height, breadth, and width. We're talking about the same power of the atom, of Atum, of the sun, of hydrogen. All of these are the same reality under different names. Same reality, different words, different names, different titles. So the atom, the hydrogen atom. You say no table of elements without the hydrogen atom. No universe without the hydrogen atom. In Kemet, you say nothing without Atum, the firstborn of creation. In the New Testament, you say nothing and no one without Christ as the builder, as the maker. Nothing made in the universe without Christ being the maker. All describing the same force, the same power, the same reality. The hydrogen atom, the hydrogen atom. Now, all the elements on the table of elements are hydrogen. Hydrogen, the first element, one proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium number two, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Gold, I believe is 78 or 79. I think it's 79. 79 protons, neutrons, electrons. Silver, I believe is 48. 48 protons, neutrons, electrons. Here, quicksilver or mercury is 80, number 80 on the atomic table of elements. 80 protons, 80 neutrons, 80 electrons. Now, use your exact mind. Use the mind of the Virgo. Use the mind of the craftsman, the intelligent one, the discriminating one, the industrious one, the chaste one. Understand now, if hydrogen is the first element, one proton, one neutron, one electron, helium the second, two proton, two neutron, two electron, then helium is really two hydrogens. And if silver is 48, 48 proton, neutron, and electrons, then silver, I said silver, didn't I? If silver is 48, 48 proton, neutron, and electron, then silver is really 48 hydrogens or 48 atoms or 48 crystals or 48 monstrance or 48 Lord Shiva or 48 in the Hajj ritual of the people in white light acting as the Atum, the Christos, moving in the counterclockwise around the black stone of the Kaaba. And so you come to 79 for gold, 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons. Well, that's 79 hydrogens. Then you come to 80, which is quicksilver or mercury. 80 protons, 80 neutrons, 80 electrons. So that's 80 hydrogens. The number on the table of elements is equal to the number of protons, neutrons, electrons, hydrogen one. So you must be looking at a higher grade of hydrogen or hydrogen multiplied, or hydrogen adding on to the self of hydrogen in multiples. And so you say in the universe, nothing in the universe without atoms. The ancients, nothing in the universe without atom. Same thing. In the New Testament, nothing in the universe without Christos or Christ. Same reality. In Hindu, nothing in the universe without Lord Shiva. In the Eucharist, nothing in the universe without that which is symbolized by the monstrance. And in the Hajj of Islam, the sisters and the brothers dress in white to symbolize white light, and the black stone of the Kaaba symbolizes that when the white light shines the colors, seven colors in the rainbow, that in between each color is dark energy, dark matter, the melanin, water melanin of the universe. Sisters and brothers, it's a beautiful thing to understand this science. Now let me try to hurry up to the Mercury, because Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury. Mercury is associated with the intellect, the nervous system. The universe is alive. The universe is thinking. The universe is intellectual. The universe is a nervous system. Everything connected. So you and I must be connected with each other because we are part and parcel of the universe. The professions of literature, journalism, or anything to do with them. Versatility varies in influence. The chameleon among planets. Now, it's something else too. I'm learning more about the zodiac as I continue to study. All right. Here we go. Virgin. Now, mutable. The Virgo is a mutable sign. And the mutable signs have to do with harmony. See, in the waters of Nun and the womb of Nanet, that virgin birth, immaculate conception, we are to learn of a harmony, harmonizing with each other. Also associated with Virgo being a mutable sign. Vibration, rhythm, symmetry. So vibration, energy, rhythm. Music is vibration. Sound is vibration. Sound is rhythm. So the original music of the universe, the word of the Almighty, bursting forth from the egg of the universe, Emeya, the word of the Almighty called the Poto seed in the African Dogon teaching of the sacred divine science of the construct of the universe. The Poto seed, the Dogon studying the Sirius star system, Sirius A, Sirius B, and Sirius C. Sirius A having to do with the feminine. Then you go deeper and you get to Sirius B, that star that pushed and pulled on Sirius A. Sirius A visible, Sirius B invisible, that invisible star pushing and pulling, gravitational pushing and pulling, causing the Sirius A that was called Aset to move in strange ways. So the African Dogon said, oh yeah, okay, we understand what's happening. So they called the Sirius B, which you cannot see with your physical eye, they called Sirius B the Poto seed, representing the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that we would call sperm in the human vernacular. That seed of life was encased in the egg of the universe called Emeya, a burst of air, a burst of energy freed that Potos seed. And that Potos seed went forth in the universe, freed from the egg of Emiya, freed by a burst of air, a burst of energy. Read your Genesis and see this narrative right there in the Genesis. The Potos seed of life, germ of life, going forth in the universe from an infinitesimal point in the universe, a point of light. This is all African teaching. Spiraling counterclockwise or clockwise. I'm believing counterclockwise. Spiraling like the African braids. The Africans braid the hair to symbolize this spiraling in the universe. Light and sound, invisible, inaudible at first, but then visible and audible. And so this is the original vibration, the original rhythm, the original symmetry, the symmetry of the universe, how all the shapes relate to one another. All of this has to do with the mutable sign. The signs of the zodiac are fixed, or they are cardinal, or they are mutable signs. And so Virgo is a mutable sign. So we have to get in tune with the vibration of the universe, get in tune with the rhythm of the universe, get in tune with the symmetry, the shapes, the sizes, and how they relate to one another, and how the universe operates together as a nervous system, a system of life. I'm reminded again of my brother Freight Jeff Copra, a systems view of life. So we have to get into this science so that we may understand how we are to move. And the mutable sign has to do with plasticity and adaptability. We must be like plastic, able to stretch and adapt, able to move and go with the flow, able to adapt to all manner of conditions, and able to use that to create new conditions of truth, justice, and righteousness, and create the society of New Jerusalem here and now on this earth, using the science of the waters of noon, and the transformation of the waters of noon into the mass matter material universe that we have today. Now there can be instability in plasticity and adaptability. So with all of these great attributes and talents, we have to always be aware of our flaws, aware of our defects, so that we can mitigate against those defects. The mutable quality corresponds to the body, the vehicle of the spirit and the soul, or the plastic medium upon which the spirit exerts its power of transmutation. I love it. We're talking about how the spirit and the soul exert power over the physical reality, our physical structure, and how the physical structure, the flesh of the universe, our physical structure, our flesh, are the vehicle for the spirit and the soul. And the spirit now, Mother Holy Spirit, the Virgo, the Virgin, her disposition, her energy, her vibration is to be understood so that we may transmutate and go through transmutation, which means we go from the lower self to the higher self. We develop, we grow. See, the sun is going into the fall of man, where we learn of our lower self, our lower energies, our defects and our faults, And then we come out on the other side, rising up through Pisces, rising up through Aquarius. Let me see now. Rising up through Aquarius, rising up through Pisces, and then we come to Aries, where the sun is born again and able to do the great work of spring and summer, and that represents the great work that you and I are to do as resurrected human beings with control over our lower self and our lower urges, because we have learned of ourselves, confronted ourselves, and now we are able to do the work of the Almighty. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.